Welcome back to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. If this is your first time joining us, thank you for checking out this podcast. I do recommend that you go back and listen to some of the previous episodes so you can get a feel for the podcast, so you can learn from the podcast. Chances are, if you're checking this out, you are someone who has low self-esteem or someone who is trying to climb their way out of low self-esteem. Or maybe even you used to suffer from low self-esteem and you just want to revisit and keep yourself free from that bondage. If you have not done so already, please go ahead and hit subscribe to this podcast. Please leave us a 5-star rating and please do us a huge favor and help us share this podcast out to the world. Please share this link to those you love, someone you know is suffering, someone who could use some help, or just share it out in general. Help us reach the world. I would greatly appreciate it. Today's episode is a little touchy for me personally because it's something that I struggle with, and upon talking to quite a few people, a lot of us seem to be struggling with this topic. So today we're talking about letting go of grudges and resentment. Resentment is a negative emotional state that combines annoyance, anger, dislike or hatred, and other negative feelings that interferes with a person's ability to relate to another person or situation. This emotional state is often hidden or repressed to allow a person to continue to function as needed. Resentment is an emotion that is aimed at a person or persons of higher status or power at whom a person is not able to safely express anger. Resentment is the persistent feeling that you're being treated unfairly, not getting due respect, due appreciation, due affection, help, an apology, consideration, praise, or reward. It keeps you locked in a devalued state where it is extremely difficult to improve or appreciate or connect positively with people in general. So basically, holding a grudge or holding on to resentment is a fancy way of saying you lack forgiveness. Why do we, as people who suffer from low self-esteem, or those of us who are trying to overcome our low self-esteem, hold on to grudges or hold on to resentment? I believe it's because we are so low in our thoughts and in our belief of ourselves, we think that we deserve bad things. However, we don't allow ourselves to properly forgive those who have wronged us or situations that may have caused harm to us because we feel we deserve what has happened. In addition to letting go of the pain that another person or a situation has caused, we have to learn to let go of grudges and resentment against ourselves. We bottle up so many emotions inside and we replay what I should have done, or if this ever happens again, here's what I'll do. None of this helps. It doesn't heal. It causes more damage. It causes more harm and more things we need to forgive and let go of. So what are some of the ways, or how can we begin to learn to let go of our resentment? Number one, start venting. That's right. We need to vent. We need to let it all out, but not in the way that we normally would. Take out a piece of paper and write down all of your pains. Feel like a victim. Tell yourself how unfair it all is. Go ahead and blame, cry, and judge. This may sound counterproductive, but in reality, it is a great way for you to release all of the feelings you have been repressing for quite some time. We're often so afraid to let these emotions out that we end up bottling them in, like I just mentioned. We think that admitting our true feelings makes us bad or weak, but this is not true. In fact, it is through knowing and understanding our feelings that we discover why and how we react to the world. And by knowing this, we can start to work through and release what no longer serves us. Acknowledgement is power, for we cannot change something we know unless we know it's there. So vent on paper, not to another person. Don't take your venting out on a wall or punching a hole through the wall. Write it out. Writing, a lot of people shy away from this, but writing does a lot of good. It allows you to go through your emotions. It allows you to cry. It allows you to get angry without hurting someone else. And once you write it out, I would say tear the piece of paper up or burn it and let it go. Burning it, especially so you can watch the pain go away, so to speak. Number two, or another way, is to fill yourself up with love. This means do what you love. Spend time with those whom you love. Spend time with those who loves you. Admire everything that you love. Laugh, sing, dance, play. Do whatever it takes to make you smile. Do something nice for someone without expecting anything in return. Make yourself and everything about you a representation of love and joy, so you'll see that resentment no longer feels necessary. When you feel genuinely good, it's hard to hold a grudge. Inner bliss is your ultimate solution for everything. Another way, try on someone else's shoes for a day. This doesn't mean taking on the identity or the problems of someone else. It simply means changing your perspective. Think about the person who hurt you. Now realize that they, like you, come from a very subjective and personal place of experience. They've learned certain habits along their way, some of which may differ from yours. This doesn't necessarily make anyone right or wrong. It simply shows how different people deal with life. Everyone has their own set of rules and standards, and if you are to release your resentment, you're going to have to accept that. Does this mean that you have to tolerate their disrespect? No. It simply realize that not all people do things as you do or have some of the same frame of references as you. Compassion is so much better than anger. Try it on for size and you'll see how much better you feel. Another way, don't take things personally. Not everything is about you. Insecurity with yourself will make you sometimes see things that aren't really there, meaning you perceive behavior directed at you as a personal attack or intentional disrespect, when really it has more to do with the other person's issues. You may simply be in the line of fire in that moment where you become an outlet for someone else's venting, frustration, ignorance, or insecurity. With that being said, it's also vital to be able to take responsibility for the energy you draw into your life. But we're not talking about self-blame here. Understand that your thoughts, your emotions, and actions will draw to you like thoughts, emotions, and actions. If you're on the receiving end of someone's hurtful behavior, it's time to look at the vibe you're putting out into the world. For instance, perhaps you are self-sabotaging. We have not discussed that yet, but perhaps you are self-sabotaging your own life. And since you're self-sabotaging, life is bringing that back to you so you can see what it feels like. But a lot of us don't learn that lesson. We self-sabotage and something bad happens and we self-sabotage some more. So be mindful of how you treat others. Next tip, express yourself. Learn to stand your ground. It's often when we stay quiet about things that's what hurts us the most. Burying issues, burying emotions, burying troubles does more harm than good. Expressing yourself is not about being confrontational or being aggressive. It's about expressing your feelings in a loving and respectful way. When you inform someone about how you feel and you do it from a diplomatic or a non-accusatory place, you allow them the opportunity to learn and grow. At the same time, expressing yourself in this manner, you prevent yourself from their reaction. If you put too many expectations into their response, you may create more fuel of resentment both for you and for them. And then my last tip is to set healthy boundaries. Knowing what you will and won't do from the get-go will prevent future resentment. That's because you will be acting with integrity and from choice, not from a chore. If you don't want to do something, it's better that you don't do it, because if you do it begrudgingly or with an agenda, you would undoubtedly meet the resentment monster at a later date. When it comes to setting boundaries, be honest about where they are coming from and make sure they are protective of your energy rather than using them as tools for avoidance. Learn to set healthy boundaries and uphold them, and resentment will be a thing of the past. So again, I understand holding on to grudges, holding on to resentment, seeing someone that did you wrong, and because you haven't properly gone through the healing process, because you haven't let go of what you feel, you get knots in your stomach, you get butterflies, your heart starts racing, your palms start sweating, you get angry, you see the initial situation replay in your head, and you're angry all over again, and you're upset. And guess what? That does absolutely nothing for you. That does absolutely nothing for the situation. And even if the person is aware and they know what they did and they know they were wrong, a lot of times people won't apologize to you. And if you're waiting for an apology to start your life, you will probably never be able to start your life. So I highly encourage you to practice forgiveness, practice letting go, practice finding better ways to deal with your resentment. It's not worth it, and it really doesn't change anything. The only thing holding on to resentment does is cause more things to be resented. That's not a healthy place to live in. That's not a wonderful place to live in, and it does nothing to help you climb out of your low self-esteem state. It keeps you trapped in that vicious low self-esteem cycle. So please, whatever it is, and I know people have done horrific things. I know horrific things have happened to you in your life, and I get it and I understand it, and it's painful because you want to be angry, and you should. You should be angry because someone harmed you or because things didn't go the way that they want to go, but it's not worth it. The resentment, the feeling, the increase in blood pressure, the increase in stress is not serving you. It does not bring you joy. It brings you pain. And like we discussed, be mindful of what you're putting out. The more you resent, the more things come to you, and it's not worth it. You are worthy of so much more in this life, and I don't want you to waste your life dying, holding on to a grudge. Or holding on to a grudge to someone who is already dead. Or worse, to someone who is living their life and isn't worried about you. Don't become crippled because someone else did something to you or some situation harmed you in some way. Learn to release that pain, that suffering in a healthy way. Truly let it go and move on with your life, because you are worthy. You are deserving, and you deserve to have a better life. This has been this episode of the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. I truly, truly, truly thank you for taking time out to listen to this podcast. If you have questions or you need to talk about resentment some more, I would love your feedback. Please email us at overcoming at theatsjr.com, or you can send me a message on Facebook at facebook.com/TempestSmith. All of this wonderful information can be found in the show notes. I want your feedback, because I know a lot of us, including myself, can win gold medals in holding grudges, holding resentment, but it's really not worth it. It's not healthy. The loss of sleep that you get, or the anger that you feel, or all of the negative emotions that you have as a result of holding on to this pain isn't worth it. You are worth so much more, and I just want all of us out here living our best lives ever. So please send your feedback. I want to read it. I want to help you. I want to learn from you, and you learn from me, and I want us to grow together in prosperity and possibility. Thank you again for tuning into this episode. I'll see you guys next time.